How did you learn how to fish for the salmon?
Well, Gordon came up and he spent, two or three times that summer he came up and spent a week with us. He showed us how to build a fish wheel, and he showed us how to set nets, and he showed us how to cut fish. We were a little bit clumsy to start with because he was so fast that when he would cut fish, he cut so fast that you couldn't really see what he was doing. But we caught on to that, and I would cut the heads off and gut the fish, and Ray would cut the backbones out. And then he showed us how to build a wheelbarrow without any sides on it. It just had a flat, was flat with an angled front where you set the tub on it, and it wouldn't slide off. And we'd fill that with fish, and then there was a big, big screen fish house that Gordon had built there. And the boys would take one or two of the dogs and hook it to the front of the wheelbarrow, and because we had to go up over a bank from where we cut the fish down by the river, and take it up there and hang the fish while we were cutting. And we were getting like, oh man, we must have got, some days we got 150 fish, just the chum salmon, not the kings. When the chum salmon came through for the dog food. And that took quite a bit of time when we first started out to cut them. And that was the first summer. And then after that, we started, we got a king salmon net, and we started catching king salmons. And we cut those and we smoked them and canned them and made strips out of them, and sold those in the summertime, and then he trapped in the winter, and that was how we made our had our income for until 1975.